Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments in bad gay porn.
What's the matter, kid?
I have to call the police. The demolition guy next door raped me when I was delivering the paper.
That's terrible.
Ouch! My ass really hurts.
Listen, I'm a doctor. Why don't you drop your pants and let me take a look?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I might be able to help. You're pretty swollen. It's practically inside out.
Ouch! That really hurts, doctor.
How does this feel?
Better. Much better. Thank you, Dr. Rains, but it still hurts.
Then you'll have to come back tomorrow for a follow-up exam.
Okay. The demolition guy next door raped me.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, it's another depressed sexual predator who's gonna blow his brains out. Plus, a sexy vegan who wipes his asshole with his hands, the religion of masturbating, and tampon nunchucks. All this coming up today!
Yeah, I would love to rape a rooster.
I want to get bred like an animal.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do you like fresh penis?
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Tim of the James Henson Bag here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a good one for you today. We all remember and love Chris Hansen, formerly of To Catch a Predator. Everything about that show was so great. The premise, Chris Hansen's voice, the voice actors they used to read the transcripts between the predator and the fake little girl. It really was art. It usually started with Chris Hansen talking about the predator using only his screen name and what this guy said to the little girl in the online chat. Now, of course, it wasn't a real little girl. They work with an organization called Perverted Justice. They use decoys. So in reality, this pervert was talking to like a 40-year-old woman. Penny Sniffer 1964 started talking to our Perverted Justice decoy in an online chat room about My Little Pony. Shortly after DMing, the conversation quickly turned sexual. He almost has that virtual rape quality to his voice. So that's Chris Hansen, and then they go into like the online chat transcripts, and they've hired people who can barely read. And they sort of act out, read the transcripts. Do you have musky pubic hair? What does that mean? When you sweat, does your pussy smell hot and tangy?
I don't know.
Ever leave skid marks in your underwear after a Chipotle blowout?
You're crazy.
I have a cat. Would you come over and finger it?
IDK.
Our decoy instructs Panty Sniffer to come over, but first has him stop at the store to pick up a few things. Condoms, lube, a can of chicken broth, a printing cartridge for a 1989 HP DeskJet 500, a model discontinued in 1992. Panty Sniffer arrives with all the items in a bag. So, of course, there was the original To Catch a Predator. Then, I don't know, someone killed themselves or something, and NBC was like, no, we're not going to do any more To Catch a Predators. Fast forward 10 or 15 years, Hansen versus Predator is kind of like the spiritual successor. I'm talking like Chris Hansen, I can't stop. Same premise, though, right? What's interesting is in the original To Catch a Predator, they had a girl, like a 19 or 20-year-old girl who could pass for a 12 or 13-year-old, hang out at the house where the sting goes down, right? So when I mean, everyone knows this. They've seen the show a bazillion times, I'm sure. So when the predator comes, you know, this girl who looks 13 but is really, you know, 18, 19, opens up the door, sticks her head out, and is like, hey, thanks for coming. Come on in. I just got to put some clothes in the laundry. And then she's gone, right? The guy kind of follows her in, but is always like five or six steps behind. We can't like lunge at her. So like she goes in the house, he follows her, she disappears, you know, to the laundry room, and that's when Chris Hansen comes out. In the new version that aired a few years ago, the fake teenage girl gets way more airtime. And there's always a moment where the guy's like, you don't look like your picture. You look a lot older, you know? And she's like, no, I'm 13. Like, your tits are dragging on the floor, girl. Why do you have an estrogen patch on your arm?
I'm going through the change early.
It's at that point that she, like, leaves.
I'll be right back.
She leaves, and then Chris Hansen comes, and he's like, hi there. What's going on? Why don't you take a seat? So the sequel to Catch a Predator, to Catch a Mockingbird, whatever it's called, aired a few years ago, right? This syndicated show called Crime Watch Daily aired it. And the whole reason why Chris Hansen was able to produce new installments was because he kickstarted a campaign to bring the show back, and he promised his backers stuff he couldn't promise. T-shirts, hoodies. I can't stop talking like this. I like rape. So yeah, like a lot of Kickstarter campaigns, there were rewards and, you know, like hoodies and stuff. He never ended up printing them up, and the Kickstarter people got pissed off. And after all of the new To Catch a Predator, which was called Hansen versus Predators, aired, he tried to pay a printing company to make up these t-shirts, and he wrote bad checks. Remember Chris Hansen went to jail for, you know, bad, you know, fraudulent checks or whatever? That's why. It was for the Kickstarter campaign. There is a reason why I'm bringing this all up. A few weeks ago on YouTube, Chris Hansen reappeared. His show Crime Watch Daily was canceled a couple of years ago, and now he's going to be doing Hansen versus Predator on YouTube. Oh, this is great news, right? He's already posting material, like extended versions of the stuff that's already aired, and he's back out in the field recording new stings. This is just great news, right? There's already material on the YouTube channel, and I'm going to play some clips from an investigation involving Vincent Ambrosio. A pervert who thought he was talking to a 12-year-old girl, but of course, she was a decoy.
Hey,
come on. Oh, here, yeah, we start with the girl who's, you know, 20-something, pretending to be a 13-year-old, opening the door.
Like, hey, come on in!
This Vincent Ambrosio guy is dressed he's like a big, fat cowboy. He's wearing a cowboy hat with, like, a black trench coat. It's insane!
You found the house okay?
You're Jenna?
Yeah.
You look different than the pictures.
Yeah, that's the first thing out of his mouth. You look different than your pictures, which is just like a rude thing to say. First of all, this guy is hideous looking. The fact that he's commenting on anyone's looks, it's appalling, right? Second of all, you're pretty much guaranteed pussy at this point. This is what you're thinking. The hard part is over. You've met the girl. You're in her house. You're gonna get something. Play the cards right. No wonder he's probably a virgin. Doesn't know how to talk to ladies, preteen or otherwise. These decoys are always wearing, like, oversized hoodies, you know, to hide their tits.
You're Jenna?
Yeah.
You look different than the pictures.
People always say that. I don't know why. Do you want a cupcake?
Perverts always say that before they're busted and sent to jail.
Oh, look, cupcakes. Used to be cookies, but, you know, we're all about cupcakes now.
Pictures.
People always say that. I don't know why. Do you want a cupcake? I like your hat.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, all right.
He's going in for a hug already, and she is denying him. No touching.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, all right.
Sorry.
We have all day. Sorry, I'm really nervous.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Dear God, he takes off his trench coat, and it just gets worse. He's got a big fat fupa, and he's wearing a dark purple button-down shirt.
I know. I like, forget how cold it gets every winter, and then it hits.
I'm moving south.
Where to?
I want to go towards, like, Texas, the desert.
Really? I've never been.
He kind of looks like the fat man.
Me neither.
Hey, folks.
That explains the cowboy hat.
Yeah, I like the warmth. Yeah. It's too cold up here for me. I want to try Alaska. Me and my friend want to go try to live up there.
I heard it's beautiful up there.
Yeah, he likes the,
Yeah, bestiality's legal up there. Bet you didn't know that.
Here, you just hang out here for a sec. Let me grab something.
Uh-oh, I know what she's going to get. Hi there. Why don't you have a seat? Right?
Hey, Tex, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, insulting him already.
Just come over here and have a seat at the store, please.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Kind of figured what? No, no, no. Right over here, please.
Come.
Okay.
going on?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I knew this was going to happen.
You knew what was going to happen.
Somebody was going to show up here.
Somebody was going to show up here.
It's all right. You know what? I have nothing to live for anyway.
All right. Laying it on a little thick, aren't you?
What do you mean you have
nothing to live for? Oh, God.
Life's a mess.
This guy's like ready to commit suicide. I'm laughing at his face. I'm sorry. He
I
knows
high school. I got no motivation to finish it. None of the pills about work.
Jesus.
What do you do for a living?
Nothing. I don't have a job. I live in my parents' basement. Oh my God, hold on. I'm sorry, freaks. I'm sorry. Look, you can't feel too bad for this guy. He was gonna fuck a 12-year-old, okay? We all have problems. I'm living in a shithole. The IRS is on me. I don't have toilet paper to wipe my ass. It's a bathroom. I'm not letting have toilet paper. It's a bathroom.
Work. What do you do for a living?
I don't have a job.
I'm a fuck up.
God, I love when people are in misery. There is something really wrong with me. I don't know, man. Like, a DiGiorno pizza ad will make me cry. This makes me laugh. I'm all messed up.
Look, I can understand how tough that is on you.
But you can't fuck a 14-year-old girl. 12. I wanted to fuck a 12-year-old girl.
But why does that make it okay?
I wasn't going to do anything.
Oh, bullshit. You went in for a hug early. As soon as you met this bitch.
But that's not what she you said.
She said
I know. And she said she wanted it. She said she needed it. That's not exactly what she said. Here are the chat transcripts. I want to rape your 12-year-old twat.
You're crazy.
Seriously. I'm going to smash your SpaghettiOs. Like, what? What does that mean?
Ambrosio might have said he wasn't really...
His name is Vincent Ambrosio.
...going to do anything with the 12-year-old girl, but I knew something else from the transcripts.
Yeah.
He had also contacted another one of our online decoys.
Oh my God, this guy really is a loser. Think about this. He's trying to find an underage girl. What are the odds that he contacted two decoys, undercover cops?
Posing as a 13-year-old girl.
I want to be a cop. I wasn't going to do anything.
You want to be a cop?
You want to be a cop?
I want to have a friend.
Well, then why don't you go join the police academy or...
Chris, it's too late for that now. I've never seen anyone cry as much as this guy. And he's a cowboy. You are not a cowboy.
Police academy or...
I'm fat. I can't do anything.
It's one thing after another with this guy. What a sad sack. This reminds me of fake Love Lady Cat Lady. She like calls in. I just got raped by a wild pack of dogs. And now I'm decapitated. My limbs are falling off.
Right. Look, I had a father who was overweight. I get it. It's tough.
Chris trying to relate.
Stupid.
I had a father who was fat.
No. But still, that doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, let's get back on track. This kid is bawling, and now Chris is getting ready to read some chat transcripts. Really plunge that knife in deep. Twist.
What grade you in? 7. Let's cool. See. Could I see a pic of you? You like older guys. You said all this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, see, don't admit to that!
I meant a naughty pic. You send a picture of yourself.
I know. Don't remind me.
Does he not realize this is going to be televised?
Not that big, but I could fit inside you.
I would be shocked if this guy does not commit suicide over his appearance on Hansen vs. Predator. I mean, really, Chris? This kid's like, I'm a fuck up. I don't have a job. I'm fat. And then Chris is like, also, you have a small penis. It does appear you have a teeny weeny.
I'm not that big, but I could fit inside you. Have you ever played with yourself?
All right, there you go. Just a little bit from the new YouTube series, Hansen vs. Predator. Let's move on now. Remember that crazy guy who was featured on Dr. Phil a while ago here on the show? He goes by the name Sexy Vegan. I think he was the guy that Dr. Phil actually kicked off of his show because he was so nutty, right? Well, Vladimir Putin found his YouTube channel And one video in particular stood out. Take a listen.
Sexy vegan, so I have a really nice booty, as you can see.
He's grabbing his ass here.
Jiggle it.
Skinny with big booty.
Gimme that booty. Gimme that booty.
Remember, this is the guy who has sexy vegan, like, tattooed on his forehead and chest, and there's stars and stuff.
I want your booty.
He's a meth addict, basically. Crystal meth is vegan, right?
So, my butt is what gets the most compliments.
I can't tell if those are tattoos or just, like, marker.
Compliments on my body from both the guys and the girls. Especially the girls. Once I found out how to grow ass, to touch my butt. I mean, just, the list goes on and on.
The list of what?
So, I'm 6'2", about 162 at the moment, so,
I think he's trying to entice you, ladies.
I go take a big stinky shit.
As the kids say, weird flex, but okay. I don't think you're impressing ladies anymore. Ladies, I take massive dumps.
I go take a big stinky shit. After I go, I don't use toilet paper. I flush the toilet. No. I dip my hand. I get in here. Dip. Three. Dip.
Why waste money on toilet paper when God has given you the greatest wiper of all, your fingers.
Roughly, and then flush again and dip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dip. 4, 5,
never 6. Shake this man's hand, by the way.
79.
She run across sexy 12, vegan.
Dip. 12, roughly, and then like here. Think, and then I flush, and I dip, and I go deep in 25 times, deep in the butthole. flush 25 times again for like 100 times. Flush.
Wouldn't it be easier just to use toilet paper? You don't have to wipe your ass with your bare hand 100 times, progressively getting deeper and deeper into your crack and hole.
Dip, get this like 6 times, and then some.
Now he's going to the front. Like, where? How do you shit? the shit is curling up under your balls and your dick and stuff. So now he's using his shitty hand and wiping his crotch with it.
6 times, and then sometimes do more around here. And so people will say that's gross, but the fact remains that when I stick a 4-inch booty rock on my belt, 7 vibrator signs and smell it, there's no unpleasant smell. And everyone else's butt you can smell from like at least a foot away. Like you go like around that area and you can smell it. Mine you can't. Mine smells delicious.
Because of the vegan.
So I used to use 2 entire rolls of toilet paper.
What?
After going, this gets it way cleaner. So no toilet paper's allowed in my house or no soap. You don't like it, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Oh, it got even worse. So not only is he, wiping his dirty asshole with his hand, he rinses it off, but he doesn't use soap. Soap is forbidden in his house. Maybe I should send him that bidet that I haven't set up yet. It sounds like he needs it more than me, quite frankly. Speaking of Vladimir Putin, he and RoboChrist sent along a couple interesting SoundCloud pieces. I don't want to call them songs. The first is Awaken Your Mancock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my cock. I'm again.
This is one of those again. Those bait tracks where, you know, like gay guys, you know, jerk off and record it.
Some
masturbation affirmations. This is called gooning out, by the way. When you're in such a state of masturbatory euphoria, you can't form words. You can just grunt. Boy for Dada says cock babble. That is a term in the gooner community.
Mm-hmm.
Tarcisio says, totally penis gooned. This is a genre of music a lot of you guys didn't even know existed until Distorted View Daily. Related tracks include Masturbation Meditation, It's Just About the Bait, and I'm a Proud Chronic Masturbator. Okay, all right, you get the idea. That is Awaken Your Man Cock. Let me fast forward.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I'm gooning. Oh, I fucking love my penis.
These guys are 100% serious. You have to understand this. This isn't some, like, parody of a man masturbating. It's a whole community.
Fuck yeah. Penis.
Of chronic masturbators.
I love my fucking penis. Oh, penis.
There's even like a pseudo-religious aspect to this. Take, for instance, this next track, Orders to the Vessels and Disciples.
Hello. This is the disciple. I am here to worship and honor our phallic god, the penis, the cock, the lord of homosexuality.
Hallelujah.
And for those true and ultimate disciples,
that's right,
who wish to worship and pray to him.
Preach on, girl!
They must know their place. They must know their position.
Amen!
And their place and their position is never versatile.
I said amen!
It is never flip-flop.
Praise the Lord!
Those are men playing at worshiping.
That's right!
Our God.
Go on!
There are those true disciples.
Give me more! Okay, he's not a very good Southern black preacher. Still, I guess it was a good semen sermon because there were several comments on this track, including, sperm is the precious gift from Godcock. I think they worship penis as a deity. Mick 13 says, I am a whore dog flesh pig. Fucking amen, brother. Praise cock. Wow. Get it, boys. Nice fucking dicks. They're comments you typically don't hear at church. So there you go. Just some gooner baiters. Thanks to Vladimir Putin and who was that? Robochrist. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting the show. The best way to do that is to sign up and become a member of The Sideshow. That's DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying freaks. Yesterday, I did an exclusive program, a very fun one. Tomorrow, we'll be doing another exclusive show. Usually, we do two Sideshow exclusive programs a week. That turns out to be like hours and hours of exclusive content every month on The Sideshow, all for $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Remember, you get thousands of past shows and new stuff every week. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support the show, maybe you use a Patreon. Yeah, we'll accept that as well. Patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar. There are some perks, like if you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line. Anyone who pledges gets access to a little personal podcast that I occasionally do. I expect to do one this week as well. So that's kind of cool if you just like to hear me bullshit about stuff. Check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, I'm sure you've all heard about social media accounts for brands that are particularly sassy. The best example, I think, is Wendy's. Wendy's has someone controlling their Twitter account who is just fantastic at social media. And that bitch can be brutal. Does give the brand a lot of attention, though. I've got some examples here. Like various websites have collected great Wendy's tweets. Someone tweeted at Wendy. Some girl said, can you find me the nearest McDonald's? Wendy's replied with a picture of a trash can. There's a funny exchange between Wendy's and some guy who doesn't believe that Wendy's serves never frozen beef. And this guy was like, your beef is frozen. We know it. At first, Wendy's was nice. She was like, sorry to hear you think that, but you're wrong. We've only ever used fresh beef since we were founded in 1969. And the guy's like, well, so what? Do you deliver it raw on a hot truck? That's gross. And Wendy's replied, where do you store cold things that aren't frozen? And the dude replied, you should just give up. McDonald's got you beat with the dope-ass breakfast. And Wendy's ends the conversation with, you don't have to bring them into this just because you forgot refrigerators existed for a second there. Someone tweeted at Wendy's, how much does a Big Mac cost? And Wendy's replied, your dignity. All right, so, you know, brands are sassy. It's sassy. Coconut water is taking it a bit too far, though. It was bound to happen. And I'm trying to one-up Wendy's, right? So this guy named Tony tweeted at Coconut Water, fuck that shit. Save that nasty shit for someone else. I would rather drink your social media person's piss than coconut water. So Coconut Water replied with a picture of a restroom stall. There's a girl standing up against the wall there, holding up a bottle, you know, coconut water bottle. Except it's not coconut water in there anymore. It's her piss. You want to see it? I've made it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. According to Gizmodo, Vita Coco started responding to some of their critics on Twitter, right? They were responding to tweets that were really kind of old, months old. Some people said that their product tastes like saliva. They compared it to farts and semen. One tweet said, fun fact, coconut water is CrossFitter's jizz. Gizmodo went ahead and like DM'd the brand, right, and asked them, is that really pee? And they replied, yeah, it's pee. By the way, after this guy was tweeted a picture of the piss, you know, the guy who's like, I'd rather drink the piss of your social media person than Vita Coco water. And then he saw the picture of piss or whatever. He said, what the fuck is wrong with you? He, along with many other people, thought it was kind of funny, though, and also tweeted, I got owned by coconut water. Today is the worst day ever. A spokesman for Vita Coco, Allison Fanazio, said he would rather drink our social media person's piss, and at Vita Coco, we'll go to great lengths to prove a hater wrong. Fanazio said that since this guy on Twitter did not provide his address, they haven't sent their piss jug to him yet. When asked why the brand went to these lengths, she said, they hear people loud and clear. Not everyone loves the taste of coconut water, and they've got a new drink to combat that problem. Vita Coco pressed coconut that is, quote, truly impossible to hate. So it was just a way to promote their new product. So this guy who tweeted, Tony Poznanski or something, he told Huffington Post that he thought the pee jug photo was an awesome comeback. The best from a brand, I respect it. But coconut water is shit. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Chester County, Pennsylvania. A man is out on bond after his arrest for drilling holes inside of a Target changing room. So depending on how big these holes are, he was either using it as a glory hole, like he was going to stick his dick through it, or he was just using it to peek at other people changing. What was this guy's game? Let's read on. Sean Anderson was charged with criminal mischief for drilling holes in multiple changing rooms at the Target on 100 Upland Square Drive in West Pottsgrove Township, according to a police affidavit. Authorities believe he may be the same person responsible for drilling holes in other area Target changing rooms. Yeah, I mean, it's probably this one guy doing this, right? By the way, like, this is the dumbest crime, right? Because you got a guy in the changing room. Changing rooms are not that large. People are going to, like, other people in the changing room or even, like, outside of the changing area who are just, like, shopping for clothes. They're going to hear a man drilling into the wall. Sounds a little suspicious, that noise coming out of a changing room. A loss prevention officer at the store was aware that someone had been drilling holes in Target changing rooms and had a description of the suspect, according to the affidavit. In fact, on May 4th, employees had noticed holes in the changing room of that exact same Target and had caulked over them. On May 9th, the loss prevention officer noticed Anderson going in and out of dressing rooms, which prompted her to check on the previous holes. After noticing the holes had been re-drilled, she called police. The responding officer noticed multiple holes in different changing rooms and saw that one of the holes had gray foam inside. Oh, this guy was smart. I mean, he's dumb. He's a very dumb criminal. But he did do one smart thing, and that was he tries to fill the hole with easily removable foam. So when he comes to the dressing room, he can just pull that foam out, and then he got that exposed hole, and you can check out, you know, women changing. I guess it's women that he wanted to see changing. Although it could have been guys. The real problem is, like, how much could he possibly see? First of all, you don't get completely nude in the changing room. You might get to see someone in their underwear. But that's a lot of trouble to go through. You're basically looking through, like, a tiny little pinhole. How much are you going to see, right? All right, officers allegedly found a drill bit, a wooden block, and tweezers. That's to, like, to pull the foam out, I bet. Tucked inside the pocket of a pair of sweatpants that were on a rack. Incriminating. After searching Anderson, the officer said he also found a piece of foam that matched the foam inside one of the changing room holes. Anderson posted bail after being charged with misdemeanor possession of an instrument of crime and criminal mischief for causing an estimated $1,200 worth of damages. Police have not said why he thinks he's the or why they think he's the same person who drilled the holes in other target changing rooms. Who else would be doing that? A spokesperson for Target said, "At Target, we have no tolerance for this behavior in our stores. Last week, we discovered that fitting rooms had been tampered with in several Montgomery County stores. We immediately investigated the situation, blah, 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 blah." Why didn't he do this in the restroom? Right? The partitions are still like wood or particle board or whatever. You could drill through that and you get a better show. Come on, use your brain. Final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me all.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Thank you, Corey. May you rest in peace. I don't know whatever happened to Corey. All right, final story we have for you now. A 29-year-old woman was arrested Monday evening after striking a hospital worker with a used feminine product. That's either a tampon or a maxi pad, right? I wish we could have seen the victim, because depending on how bloody that person was, we you know, we'd be able to tell if it was a tampon or a maxi pad. If blood coverage was wide, that's a maxi pad. If it was like a thin stripe, probably a tampon. All right, but I don't know. Who knows? I guess it doesn't really matter. Defendant Coffee Cast Coffee.
They call her Coffee. Because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
Oh, she creamed this person, all right. All right. Coffee Castillion or something sought treatment in the emergency room of the Mies Dundon Hospital, which is about 7 miles from her residence in Largo, a Tampa Bay suburb. While in the hospital, cops say she swiped 7 bathing clothes and 10 sets of hospital slippers, estimated to be worth a combined $10.79. Yeah, right. If you ever looked at an itemized hospital bill, that clothing costs you thousands of dollars. Those paper slippers you wear in the hospital, those are made by Prada, apparently. All right, that minor theft cost Castillion a felony rap since she has prior convictions for theft. She then doubled up her docket when she allegedly took a feminine pad from underneath her pants, you know, upper twat, and threw it at a healthcare provider, striking the female victim in the stomach with the used product. She was charged with battery on health service personnel. After posting $7,000 bond yesterday, she was freed from the county jail. In addition to her prior thefts, she's been convicted of narcotics possession. Sounds about right for Florida. Battery on a law enforcement officer. Obstruction. Violating probation. Filing a false police report. And failing to appear in court. Oh, and providing a false name to police. She was using her alias, Maxine Pad. She's like a supervillain. She has like tampon nunchucks in a dispenser of unlimited maxi pads up her twat. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. There are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. That's my email address if you want to send along something that you think might be good for the show. We've got a Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar. I'm all over social media, at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/DistortedViewShow, and what's that last one I was going to tell you about? Oh, voicemail line, 206-666-4463, and I've got some voicemails from some fine freaks right here.
Hello. Hello. Is this... Yes, Boris, hold it right there. Hold it right there. The frequency, hold it right there. It's working.
This is Vladimir Putin?
Hello, Hansanovich, can you hear me?
Testing 1-2.
Vladimir Putin. You do not yet know me. I am calling from future. It might talk to Boris. Hold it. Hold the frequency right there. I should be calling from 2008. This should be 2008. I am calling from 2017. It is very important, Tim. Buy Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin. Can you hear me?
I know, right?
Can you hear me?
Did I tell you guys that I took my money out of Sears? Remember, I invested in Sears and I lost half of it. I was down to like $20, and then miraculously something hit the news about Sears and I pretty much gained it all back, right? And then I got spooked because I'm like, there's no way Sears is going to be able to survive. I don't even think you can buy Sears stock anymore. I'm pretty sure it was delisted. So I got out at just the right time. So I had like $50, $52, something like that, and I put it all into Bitcoin. But you know what? I am up to like $80-some. That's how much it's worth now. Like, if I took my my stocks out or cashed it out or whatever, I'd have $80. So yeah, Bitcoin, good investment. As long as you get in when it's low. I remember like it was almost up to $20,000, right? Per Bitcoin. And then it crashed. Now it's, I think, just over $5,000 or $6,000. So, it is by no means a safe bet, but if you've got a little bit of cash to play around with, you should try messing around with Bitcoin. It's working out great for me.
Hey.
By the way, I will accept one Bitcoin for a lifetime membership if anyone wants to send me one Bitcoin.
Hey, Jimmy Boo.
It's like a $6,000 lifetime membership. I'll take it, though.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. It is future lifetime sideshow member ad. Future Patreon donor VSP.
Wait a second. I thought you were a sideshow member.
I said future. Don't worry. I just need to work some shit out this month. But
that,
smooth sailing. Anyway, I just wanted to call in and weigh in on the stupid bidet nonsense you're going through. Before I begin, though, I wanted to say I am not anti-bidet.
I think I did see that because I get notifications sometimes about like sideshow memberships or something, and I think I got something that VSP had canceled, and I was very hurt. Because this voicemail is from March, so I'm just now hearing what happened a few months ago, and that has happened a few times where I've had like a long time listener of the show and they canceled for whatever reason, and I was devastated
at all. I'm actually very
Rob from Cleveland did that to me. And I mean, people can cancel their memory, it's their money and they've got issues or whatever, but I was just like,
Trust me, I have IBS. My
stomach dropped. I was like, oh, not Rob. Rob's leaving me.
When your hole is on fire, it is an amazing experience. I just beg of you, Timmy Boo, do not become one of those smug, self-satisfied assholes that are like, oh, it's so much better for the environment. And, oh, it's so much more sanitary than paper to spray your butthole and...
Oh, no. I don't think I'll ever give up toilet paper. Even if I used a bidet, you gotta use toilet paper because you're gonna have a wet asshole, right?
Shit water everywhere. That's so much better.
I know. I could see myself turning into that person if I start using a bidet and then if I give up meat. Because, you know, with the invention of the Impossible Burger, I could be one of those insufferable vegans or vegetarians, right? I've got something that tastes like meat.
They should not spray your
I would never. I would never eat a dead animal. That's flesh. Not a monster.
It's just another
one. I'll never give up meat.
As long as you don't have a track record of leaving track
marks. I think VSP is a vegetarian or vegan or something, isn't he?
It's not going to change your world.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was a total waste of time, wasn't it? Well, anyway.
I know. I have to set up that bidet. Because this guy was very nice to buy me a bidet to try out, and I will set it up.
Hey, spiral hand fucker. So there's my boy. I don't know if you noticed, but I changed locations geographically.
No, I didn't know.
So I went to my new bar because it's close. I gave him a thank you card. I just stopped by for a minute, had one beer, gave him a thank you card.
What an asshole. You gave your bartender a thank you card?
Overexpressed how much fun I had. Next time I went in there, I got pissed drunk, stayed all night, bought rounds for everyone.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, you made a scene, and now you're apologizing.
I was pissed off, dude. I woke up sick.
Okay.
They charged me for all these drinks.
Oh, wait. What?
It's funny, if I would have chose a different route in life, boo, I could have been jerking off to my daughter's friends by now.
Well, that's one way to look at it, I guess. I always end up more confused at the end of a call from Spiral Hamfucker. I don't know what the hell's going on in his life. Jesus Christ. Where the hell are you calling from, Mars? I heard the word 90s cell phone. I think this guy was trying to use, like, an ancient cell phone to call into the show. Well, it kind of worked, kind of. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, showatdistortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
I'm not that big, but I could fit inside you.
Oh, real quick, before we go, I got to say thanks to Level 80 Cat Lady and a bunch of other freaks who I do not have their names yet because I received a package. It was a late Easter package, late because of me. They sent me a bunch of stuff, and I promised them that I would do a video where I show it all off. So I'm going to do that maybe later this week as well. But thank you in advance to Love Lady, Cat Lady, and everyone who participated in that. Very kind of you. You guys are so great to me. I will be back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
It's another depressed caller. Oh,
you are depressed.
It's another depressed caller. Oh,
gonna blow your brains out.
I'm not that big, but I could fit inside you.